Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast.
God, we give you praise today. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Come on, let's give praise to his great name tonight. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. In Jesus' name, we love you. We honor you today. In the name of Jesus. If you have your Bibles tonight, would you open them with me to the book of Hebrews? Hebrews chapter 4. And while you're turning or looking toward the screen or looking on your smart device, again, thank you, Pastor Harmon. Oh, man, do I enjoy coming to the Central Church. It's a delight and an honor, and I am very grateful for the invitation to be here. Hebrews chapter 5, or chapter 4, verse 15. Read verses 15 and 16. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Because of that, because we have this high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and he knows what we're going through, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. I want to preach a little while tonight about obtaining mercy and finding grace. Obtaining mercy and finding grace. Amen. Pastor Harmon, would you pray for us tonight in Jesus' name? Name. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. The Bible is an amazing book. It's an amazing book. It is not just words on a page, but it is, matter of fact, the same chapter that we read from. Matter of fact, only three verses prior to what we read in our text. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 said, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is an amazing book. It's been said that the Bible is the only book that you read it, but when you read it, it also reads you. It's more than just literature. It is alive. The Word of God can minister to you in a way that nothing else can. And because the Word of God can come alive to us, one of the things that I love most about the Word of God and about reading the Word of God is that you can read a passage of Scripture 100 times and then you read it 101 times. And you're like, why have I never seen that before? Things just come alive to you. Sometimes it seems like it almost jumps off the page at you. And that's how this sermon was born. It's a couple years ago now, I was doing my daily Bible reading and I was in the book of Hebrews, and I was in chapter 4, and I came across this passage, and this is a passage that I've read no telling how many times, and it's a passage that I've referenced in sermons no telling how many times. But I just was reading along, sitting in my recliner in my office. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are. Let us therefore come, yet without sin, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And when I read, or sometimes a lot of times I listen to my Bible, audio Bible, so I don't even know that day if I was reading or listening. But Pastor Harmon, it was just obtain mercy and find grace. I mean, it was just there. It stuck out to me. And so I started doing a little study and a little research. When we come to the throne, the writer said, we may obtain mercy. To obtain means to take hold of what is offered. And mercy simply means compassion. So when we come to the throne, compassion is what is offered to us. Compassion, unless I'm misreading this scripture, mercy, compassion is automatically ours when we come to the throne of God. You pray and you can obtain. Man, I come to the throne of God, I start praying, and one thing I know I can obtain, I can get it, it's going to be there for me, it's available, it's right there, it is compassion, mercy. And what makes compassion compassion? What fuels compassion is when we understand what someone's going through. Pastor Mark Morgan, I believe he was referring to his recent health issues, he said, one thing that this is birthing in me is compassion. He said, see, before all this, somebody would come up to me and ask me for prayer, and I would tell them I was going to pray for them, and I would pray for them, and I would be sincere when I prayed for them. But now, after having dealt with these physical issues that he's dealt with, he said, now I don't just pray, but I pray with compassion. Because compassion is birthed in you. Man, the Lord's going to help somebody today. Compassion is birthed in you when you're able to identify with somebody. When you're able, and so many times, when you're able to identify with what they're going through, and so many times when I pray, one of the things I'm looking for is I'm looking for somebody to identify with me, somebody to understand what I'm going through, somebody to understand what I'm facing or what I'm feeling, and that's a normal human reaction. We want to be understood, and the Bible said that when you come to the throne of God, you obtain mercy. You obtain compassion. Compassion is automatically offered to you when you come to the throne. And I mean, if you read the preceding verse, that's what this passage is talking about. He said, we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows what you're going through. Jesus Christ can identify with you. And because he knows what you're going through, then you automatically receive his compassion, because compassion is fueled by the fact that I know what you're going through. Some time ago, it's been many, many years ago now, I was still living at home, and I was, if I remember right, man, it's been a long time ago, but I think it was just one of those nights, I had some stuff on my mind, and I could not sleep, and it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got up, and was walking through our living, came out of my bedroom, I was walking through our living room toward the kitchen, going to get a drink of water. And my dad had gotten up and was just praying there in the middle of the night. He was kneeling down beside the love seat, and he was praying. And I come back by, Dad, can I talk to you for a minute? He's my pastor. And it's too many times for me to articulate here tonight, Pastor Harmon, my dad has given me incredible advice. He's an amazing counselor. And I needed some help that night. I needed some good word. And I told Dad, I said, I'm kind of going through some things. And he said, well, tell me about it. And I just, whatever, honestly, I don't even remember what it was now, but I just spilled all of it out. And I told him all of it. And my dad, who had been such a great counselor to me for many years and has been since then, he just looked at me that night. Sitting on the love seat in our home, he looked at me and he said, Aaron, I don't know what to tell you, son. I've never been through what you're talking about. He said, I wouldn't even know. I don't even know how to identify with what you're going through. He said, I've never been through this particular circumstance or situation, and so frankly, son, I don't even know what advice to give you. He said, but Aaron, don't you ever forget that when I don't know what to tell you, you will always be able to go to God in prayer, and He will always know exactly where you're at. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why you can rest assured that every time you come to the throne of God, you're going to find compassion, because you're going to find a God. Whatever you're facing today, whatever you're going through, I assure you He was tempted in all points like as you are, yet without sin. You serve a God that knows what you're going through today. He knows where you're at. Your best friend may not know how to help you. Your mama may not know how to help you. Your daddy may not know how to help you. But when you come to the throne of grace, you're going to find the compassion of a Savior who says, I know where you are. I got you in the palm of my hand. I know how to help you when nobody else can help you. I know how to give you help when nobody else can give you help. I may not be able. See, if you came to me, I'm probably, well, actually, let's just say if you came to Pastor Harmon, I start to say, if you came to me, I'd be willing to listen. But as an evangelist, most of the time, I'm just going to send you to your pastor anyway. Brother Rima Duncan started a church in Chicago a few years back, and he said, man, now that I'm pastoring, he said, when I was evangelizing, somebody come up to me looking for counsel, I'd just say, go see your pastor. He said, now that I'm pastoring, they expect me to have the answers. That's one perk of evangelizing I do enjoy. Brother Dutton, I need some help. You're going to find it right there. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Harmon. But you can come to, there's going to be times. Now listen to me. I'm not talking about God short-circuiting the man of God in your life. That will never happen. Never, not one time out of a million. But there's going to be times when you go to Brother Harmon and he's going to look and say, I can pray for you, but I don't know exactly where you're at. I haven't been through that. But ladies and gentlemen, there will never be a time when you go to God in prayer that He looks at you and says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I've never faced that. I don't know how to handle that. You will always be able to go to God in prayer. And when you get to the throne of grace, you will always 100 times out of 100 find compassion, because He was tempted in all points. He knows where you are. He knows what you've been through. And He knows how to get you through. In the middle of his trial, Job said, I go forward, backward, left hand, right hand, can't find him. But he knoweth. I don't have a clue where he is, but he knoweth. Job said, I may not know, always know where God is, but God always knows where I am. And so if you come to the throne of God today, you will obtain the compassion of a Savior who has been on this road long before you ever got there. And I'm thankful today. Is anybody thankful that when you come to the throne of grace, you can obtain mercy, you can obtain compassion, you're going to find a Savior who says, I know where you are, I know how you got here, but I know how to get you. Somebody lift your hands and just thank God that He knows where you are today. Thank God that we can obtain mercy. But when I was reading that phrase, that passage, a couple years ago now, we may obtain mercy. And I'm telling you, it stuck out to me like a sore thumb, brother. We obtain mercy and we find grace. And I don't know. My mind works a little different. But when I read that phrase, that sitting in my recliner a couple years ago, obtain mercy and find grace. Well, let me just give you a little. I read that 2 years ago, but let me give you an example from just a couple weeks ago, okay? My wife and I were talking probably 2 weeks ago, and I won't go into all of it, but it was one of the more random conversations we've had in a minute. We got to talking about a saint that my dad had pastored years and years ago, and I said, man, yeah, he had passed away. He passed away in 2002. I said, I remember his funeral. I told my wife, we were riding in the car. I said, I remember his funeral. It was at our church, and my dad and Brother Cannon, Brother Steve Cannon was pastoring in Batesville at the time, right up the road from us. I said, Dad and Brother Cannon preached the funeral, and I said, I remember it, because that was on a Wednesday, and that Wednesday night, it was in May of 2002, that Wednesday night, they did the funeral at 2 o'clock, and Wednesday night at 7, Brother Cannon had invited me to come to Batesville. I was a high school senior, high school graduate, and they had a recognition service for their students there in the Batesville church, and they had a special service, and he asked me to, I guess maybe because I was a high school senior, he asked me to preach it. And I told my wife that day in the car, I said, somewhere I still have the program for that service. I hadn't seen that program in probably years. And I forgot about it. I mentioned it to her. We talked about it for a couple minutes, and then I forgot about it. And earlier this week, I got to wanting a binder. I preach off of an iPad now, but I used to preach off of paper notes. And it got to where I wanted to take all my sermons with me everywhere I go, just in case, because you never know which way the Lord's going to lead. And I mean, it got to where it was a hassle to carry binder and binder and binder of sermons. And so it's just much easier to carry an iPad. And so a lot of my older sermons are in boxes in a storage closet in our carport. And I got to just wanting slash needing a leather binder, and I thought, well, there's going to be one. I remember when I preached that up, and it's probably going to be in that box. And so, Brother Harmon, I went out, and I, thankfully, it was only like the second box. It was right there on top, really nice leather binder, kind of dusty, you know. I dusted it off, brought it in the house. I found what I'm looking for. I obtained the binder. And then I opened the binder. And right in that left front flap was that program from that service 22 years ago that I hadn't even talked about in years. I obtained the binder, but in the process, I found the flyer. And I'm sitting in my recliner that day a couple years ago, and we obtain mercy, but we don't just obtain mercy, we find grace. And I got this mental picture. Somebody loses their keys, and they go looking for their keys, and while they're looking for their keys, they find their cell phone. You ever done something like that before? Go looking for one thing and you find something else while you're looking for the original thing? And the writer of Hebrews said, I got good news. When you come to the throne of grace, compassion is what's automatically offered to you. So you can go there with an expectation that I'm going to get compassion. But I got good news. When you come to the throne of grace, you're not just going to obtain mercy. You're going to find some things you might not have been anticipating while you're down there. You're not just going to obtain mercy, but you're going to find some grace while you're down there. Ladies and gentlemen, we obtain mercy every time we come to the throne of grace. But while we're there, we don't just obtain mercy, we find grace. The word grace there is charis. It's defined by Strong's as divine influence on the heart. So when I come to the throne, I don't just obtain compassion, I find grace. I don't just find a Savior who can identify with me, I find a Savior who can divinely influence my situation. When I'm sick, I don't just find a Savior who says, well, I feel bad for you. I find somebody who can heal me. When I'm discouraged, I don't just find a Savior who says, man, I've been discouraged. No, I find a Savior who can, I find a Savior who can influence my situation. I find somebody, when I'm lost, I don't just find somebody who says, well, too bad, so sad, I feel bad for you. No, He offers me salvation. When I come to the throne, I don't just obtain compassion. I find influence. I find somebody who can fix what I'm going through. When you're weary, you don't just find the compassion of a Savior who says, man, I was weary one time and I had to sit down on a well. I know what you're going through. No, you don't just, oh, you do obtain that, yes. But I tell you what, you also find. You find, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I can identify with what you're going through, yes, but I can also fix what you're going through. You talk to Brother Harmon, you talk to one, and we might can identify with what you're going through, but we may not have any ability to fix what you're going through. But when you come to the throne of grace, you're not just going to obtain the compassion of a God who says, I've been there. You're going to find the grace of a God who says, I can fix you while you're here. You may have come in just looking for compassion, but you can find grace at this throne. Somebody who can change your situation. But I kept studying. And I dug a little deeper. Said we obtain mercy and we find grace to help. The word help there, the word that's translated as help, is only found one other time in the New Testament. And it's in Acts chapter 27. The Apostle Paul is on a ship caught in a storm called Euroclydon. Man, they're in this storm, and that storm is thrashing the boat. So in order to keep the boat from coming apart, here's one of the things they did. Acts 27:17, which when they had taken up, they used helps. They used helps undergirding the ship. The word helps there is the same word help that's in Hebrews 4:16. You find grace to help. They used helps undergirding the ship. It's a process called frapping. You see, tongue and groove planks formed the hull of the ship. And there would be pitch, like Noah used pitch on the ark. There would be pitch that would be used to seal the planks. And to mitigate the risk of the ship being torn apart, they would take very large ropes under the ship. And they would winch them together on the deck to hold the hull of the ship together. That's what the Bible says when it says they used helps. And the word helps there is the same word that's in our text when the Bible says we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. I'm thankful today that when you come to the throne of God, you find help. You find somebody who can heal your sickness, bring your wayward child home, deliver you from whatever you're going through, get you out of that trial. But that isn't the only help that's available to us. Because so many times, my brothers and sisters, I come to God wanting God to answer my prayer request my way. God, bring me out of this. And God says, not yet. Got some things maybe you need to learn. So I'm going to leave you here. But I tell you what I will do. I'll give you some helps. I'm going to put something around you. So that, yes, you're still in the storm, but the storm's not going to tear you apart. The storm's not going to rip you apart. Well, I'm not always going to bring you out when you think I should bring you out, but I will undergird you with helps. I will keep the storm from... There's people in this room that have gone through stuff in years past that should have ripped you apart a long time ago, but you're still standing on a Wednesday night in November. You know why that is? Because when you came to the throne of God, you find help. You found a God who said, I got you. I'm going to hold you through this thing. And I'm not going to let you rip. And I'm not going to let it rip you apart. I'm not going to let it tear you apart. I'm going to bind you up. I'm going to hold you. And I'm going to prevent you. Oh, I'm telling somebody, the devil's looked at some of you and said, oh, they'll come apart any minute now. And God said, are you kidding me? No man's able to pluck them out of my hand. I got such a hold on them. I'm going to see them three. Amando, ida la maya. I feel like preaching to somebody who's in the storm. I'm not making light of your storm. I'm not making light of your trial. I'm just telling you, when you come to the throne, you're not just going to obtain mercy. You're going to find help. You're going to find a God who will put his arms around you and keep things from coming apart. Come on, if you receive that in your spirit, would you lift up your hands and let your voice out? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are helps for you today. We obtain mercy. Everybody say, obtain mercy. And we find grace. I mentioned earlier that the mental picture I got that day sitting. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost with me in this house right now. Would you lift your hands for just a moment? Come on, let's talk to Him. Thank you, Lord. I feel just a little lingering here. Some of you were in a storm, and the devil gloated over you and smirked at you and said, "Ah, it's going to tear them apart." And God said, "No, they came to the throne. They found grace to help. They found something. They found something that would wrap around them and keep them from splitting apart." Because when you come here, you obtain mercy. But while you're obtaining mercy, you have a way of finding grace that you may not have anticipated. You have a way of finding help that you didn't anticipate. That's what can happen when you come to the throne. You don't just find the binder, you find the flyer too. Woo! Come on, one more time. I'm not stalling. I know where I believe we're supposed to go. But just one more time, get that word in your spirit. You're not... Come on, lady. I'm not making light of your trouble. I'm not making light of your difficulty. I'm just telling you, you got helps here today. You got helps here today. He's undergirding you when you don't realize He's undergirding you. He's binding you up when you don't realize He's binding you up. Somebody be sensitive to the Holy Ghost right now. I tell you in Jesus' name, the devil has gloated over you prematurely. The devil stood over you rejoicing too early. They're going to come apart. I just know it. They're going to come apart. And God said, "No, no, 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 no. Not on your life. They're not coming apart because they came before my throne. And when they got there, they obtained mercy, but they also found grace." He's knocking on your heart's door, and if you'll just answer, you're not just going to obtain mercy tonight. You're going to find grace. You're going to find grace. You're not just going to find the compassion of a God who knows what you're going through. You're going to find divine influence to change what you're going through. When that prodigal son came home, he automatically got compassion because dad, the Bible said, ran and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. But he didn't just have compassion because dad said, "You go get the best robe, you get a ring, you put shoes on his feet, because when you come here, you don't just get compassion. You find more than what you thought you were going to get when you come to me. Come on, sir. You're not hiatola boria tararabosi. Come on, ma'am, you're not just going to find the compassion of a God who knows what you're going through. You're going to find the grace of a God who can fix what you're going through." Ha ha ha. Would you stand with me right now? We can have music and singing if you want, or we don't have to. It's entirely up to the music and singers. But if there's anybody in this house with any type of need whatsoever, I invite you to walk around this altar with me right now if it's comfortable for you. Come on, bring your needs to the throne of grace right now. Bring your needs to the throne. You need healing. You need encouragement. You need the Holy Ghost. You need just a little help. You're going to find compassion. You're going to find you're going to obtain mercy. But you're also going to find grace in this altar. Come on, lift your voice. Let it out. You automatically get compassion. But what you don't always anticipate is the grace that's here too. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. Yield to that. Yield to that. That's the Holy Ghost. God doesn't want to hurt you. He wants to help you right now. He wants to help you right now. You can obtain mercy in this house. But while you're obtaining mercy, you're also going to find grace. I know it's just a Wednesday night service. I know you got 51 more of them like it in the coming year. But I'm telling you, you can find something unexpected in this house. You can find something extra in this house. You can find something you didn't anticipate in this house.